A team of Chinese paleontologists says it has discovered the fossilized remains of a small flying dinosaur with four wings. In the latest edition of the journal Nature, this previously unheard-of creature is identified as a microraptor with feathers on both its forelimbs and its rear limbs. Photographs also show a long feathered tail. Experts on the links between dinosaurs and birds say this could be one of the most important fossils ever found. They also say that this fossil could turn out to be a fake. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
Dinosaur fossils almost always come out of the ground in bits and pieces. Putting the pieces back together again can be impossible. Sometimes you can't tell the fossils from the rocks. Often, key chunks are missing. But these fossils aren't like that. According to Richard Prum of the University of Kansas, they are stunningly complete and amazingly detailed.
The feathers are so excruciatingly well preserved that you can see not only that they are feathers, but all sorts of aspects about them. Their distribution on the body, the shape of the individual feathers, the shape of some of the feather parts.
Prum saw the fossil remains of six of these new creatures in Beijing last summer. He says it seemed clear that at least one of the creatures was a small dinosaur with four completely feathered wings. Also, he's certain these were flight feathers.
I was blown away. I had never imagined that I'd ever see a fossil like that or live long enough to see a discovery that so clearly contributed to the question of how bird flight evolved.
Scientists have been arguing about the origin of flight for more than 100 years now. Many theories have been proposed. Prom says these fossils seem to make it clear that flight began when small bird-like creatures a lot like these started jumping out of trees. That's the claim being made by Xing Zhu of the Chinese Academy of Sciences, the lead author of the Nature paper. We suggest that the ancestor of birds first learned to glide by taking advantage of gravity, he wrote. This is only the latest in a series of remarkable fossils to come out of the Liaoning province of China, which is currently experiencing the paleontological equivalent of a gold rush. Prom says there's a downside to this.
A large number of the peasants of the area have given up rice farming and regular agriculture and have gone into independent paleontological excavation. They've created a whole and discovered a whole bunch of new sites, and they're digging the rock out as fast as they can. So it would take one professor and his graduate students literally decades to come up with what's coming out in just a set of weeks or months from these areas.
As the prices paid for choice fossils have risen, fake fossils have become alarmingly common. One of those fakes was hailed as a breakthrough discovery by scientists associated with the National Geographic Society in 1999 and later withdrawn as a fraud. Ornithologist Storrs Olsen of the Smithsonian Institution says that's only one of the reasons he's wary of this fossil, even though he's only seen the pictures.
The thing that's so bizarre about it is the hind limb. I mean, it's got this extremely long, slender femur. And then a really strange-looking foot, so that it's clearly not a running bird, but it's not really adapted for perching in trees either.
Storrs doesn't think this new creature makes biological sense. Before the world can accept it as real, he says it must be examined firsthand by a team of independent experts. Richard Prum seconds the call for an independent examination, but unlike Storrs, he has a feeling that this is not a fake.
This is a mythical Dr. Seuss-like creature, and to find that it's real is pretty astounding. The history of life is a lot weirder, a lot more fantastic than even those of us who are professionals could even have imagined.
The scientists who found this fossil say they are willing to guarantee its authenticity. Whether they'll let outsiders test that guarantee remains an open question. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.